The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I will be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, September 5th through Sunday, September 11th, 2022. The commentary for this program was written by Lynn Jordal Martin, who works for a major news organization. A passionate education for ministry mentor, she serves on the vestry of Trinity Church Wall Street and the Forward Movement Board. The daily commentary for Monday, September 5th begins as follows. From Acts 13, verse 48. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and praised the word of the Lord. And as many as had been destined for eternal life became believers. As we grow in the knowledge of the love of Christ, may we be witnesses like Paul and Barnabas to the wonder and word of the Lord. What does that look like? In my life, says the author, I have tried to listen more carefully for the cry of the heart from a neighbor or colleague. I have asked God to show me the life that I am meant to live. My goal is for my whole life to become a ministry. I am not there yet, far from it, but I am striving to let love abound. One of the ways I do this is by introducing myself to people I meet who are wearing a name tag. I know their name, but they do not know mine. So I introduce myself and say, I'm Lynn. It's nice to meet you. I have done that in New York City and all over the country. I find that suddenly we are just human beings, not gas station attendant and customer or barista and patron. May knowledge and full insight be abundant for you today as you discern what you are being called to do in the name of love. And the complete scripture for today is from Acts 13, verses 44 to 52. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and blaspheming. They contradicted what was spoken by Paul. Then both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken first to you. Since you reject it and judge yourselves to be unworthy of eternal life, we are now turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light for the Gentiles, so that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and praised the word of the Lord. And as many as had been destined for eternal life became believers. Thus the word of the Lord spread throughout the region. But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city and stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and drove them out of their region. So they shook the dust off their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. And the moving forward question for this day is, how do you respond in the name of love? The psalm for Tuesday, September 6th, begins as follows. This is from Psalm 47, verses 6 through 8. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Now here's the commentary. The saying to sing is to pray twice is often attributed to Saint Augustine of Hippo. I have a friend at church who loves to sing. She even has a bumper sticker that declares it so. I love singing and whistling too. These words of the psalmist remind me of transcendent moments of praise I have experienced in church over the course of my life. Singing "Lift High the Cross" when Archbishop Desmond Tutu visited our parish, witnessing the ordination of 7 priests, all women, at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, hearing the solo at the beginning of the Christmas Eve service with "Once in Royal David's City," as the congregation waits to join in, listening to the first notes of "Welcome Happy Morning" on Easter, and remembering my late husband as he sang the bass part of the Heiferdahl tune used in so many familiar hymns. I love to sing praises to God, surrounded by others, or even just by myself. May you sing praises to God today, wherever you are. And the full reading for today is from Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. And the forward movement question for this day is, share your favorite hymn with someone else that you know. The commentary for Wednesday, September 7th begins as follows with Psalm 119, verse 64a. The earth, O Lord, is full of your love. It has been my privilege to be an education for ministry mentor in my home parish in Connecticut for more than 15 years. The 4-year program invites people into small groups to learn, reflect, and wrestle with the Christian faith. During my involvement, I have seen lives transformed by the program. I mean that literally and use the word intentionally. My life and my faith have also been transformed by the experience. One of our seminar members has taught me so much about God and nature. This seminar member saved catalpa blossoms once from a tree in his yard and shared them with me. We looked at them with awe and wonder. They were so small, so ephemeral, and beautifully fragrant. As the pandemic unfolded in April 2020, I remember looking at the flowers of spring blooming all around me. Even in lockdown, when I saw tulips, daffodils, new green shoots on trees, I felt God saying to me, I love you. I'm here in this beauty. I will never leave you. The earth is indeed full of God's love. And the full Bible verse for today is from Psalm 119, verses 49 to 72. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my distress, that your promise gives me life. The arrogant utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your ordinances from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked, those who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs wherever I make my home. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me, for I have kept your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I implore your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think of your ways, I turn my feet to your decrees. I hurry and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight I rise to praise you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was humbled, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their hearts are fat and gross, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was humbled, so that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. And the moving forward question for this day is, where do you see God's love reflected in nature today? The commentary for Thursday, September 8th, begins as follows with Psalm 50, verse 11. I know every bird in the sky, and the creatures of the fields are in my sight. I love to watch birds and hear their unique calls. I treasure the sight of the first hooded merganser in the wintry days. I like to watch the sandpipers dance on the shore. I always marvel when I see an osprey dive straight down into the water and pull out a fish. I love to hear the raspy call of the great blue heron flying overhead and to see them fish intently in the shallow waters on the edge of Long Island Sound. I am especially fond of cardinals, blue jays, mockingbirds, egrets, herons, and raptors. I see cardinals and blue jays fly past my window as I work, and I often hear the songs of the mockingbird before I see them. The variety of birds on earth is shrinking, and it worries and saddens me. God knows all the birds of the air. God sees and loves the chipmunks, the mice, the voles, the deer, the foxes, the coyotes, the insects, and all that move in the fields. Let us cherish these creations and protect all that God has made. And the full Bible verse for today is all of Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds. For every wild animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the air, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all that is in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked God says, what right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips? For you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you. You make friends with a thief when you see one, and you keep company with adulterers. You give your mouth free rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your kin. You slander your own mother's child. These things you have done, and I have been silent. You thought that I was one just like yourself, but now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Mark this, then, you who forget God, or I will tear you apart, and there will be no one to deliver. Those who bring thanksgiving as their sacrifice honor me. To those who go the right way, I will show the salvation of God. And the moving forward question for this day is, what steps can you take today to help protect and safeguard God's creations? The commentary for Friday, September 9th, begins as follows, from the Gospel of John 11, verse 35. Jesus began to weep. Followers of Christ have pondered, prayed, and fought to the death over how to understand Jesus when he was here on earth among us. How is it possible that Jesus really was human and experienced life just as we do, and yet was also fully divine? Many Christians can't fathom this duality, but look at the story of the raising of Lazarus in the Gospel of John. In today's readings, we experience Jesus as human. He is filled with grief. He weeps. He has compassion for Mary, Martha, and their brother. And he is filled with sadness. Are these not some of our most powerful human emotions? Yet Jesus is foreshadowing his own death and the raising of Lazarus. But earlier in this chapter from John, Jesus also declares, "I am the resurrection and the life." The story of Lazarus' death tells us so much about Jesus, fully human and fully divine. What do we need to learn from this story so we may follow him more clearly today and always? And the full gospel scripture for this day is from John chapter 11, verses 30 to 44. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." And the forward movement question for this day is, do you struggle with understanding Jesus as fully human and fully divine? Can you think of other stories where Jesus reacts with very human emotions? And what does it mean to be both fully human and fully divine? The commentary for Saturday, September 10th begins as follows with Psalm 139, verse 1. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. When the pandemic began in 2020, our church in Greenwich, Connecticut, began offering morning prayer on Zoom. Prior to the pandemic, I could never attend a service of morning prayer because I was commuting to New York City. And this time, when so much has changed, the morning prayer service has been a gift. It has been spiritually nourishing to be in community with others as my day begins. For me, the most powerful part of every service is when we pause for intercessory prayers. I am deeply moved by what I hear. Each person talks to God in a different way. There are thanksgivings, and of course, there are requests. Some of the prayers are requests for small things. Some are petitions for family or friends or for strangers or entire countries or communities. Every prayer I hear is a conversation spoken from the heart with God in that person's own unique voice. It is powerful. It is intimate. What a divine privilege to be part of such a moment. And the full scripture for today is from Psalms 139, verses 1 to 17. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such a knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! The moving forward question for today is, longing for community, read and reflect on the day's meditations at prayer. ForwardMovement.org. And the commentary for Sunday, September 11th is as follows from Psalm 51, verse 11. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Today in the United States, we remember the 9/11 terror attacks. Last year, as we marked the 20th anniversary of the attacks, I was struck by a common thread in the experiences we shared. There was story after story of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. One person who had been a first responder on that day in New York City and later had the task of digging through the rubble at Ground Zero said it succinctly, "What I saw was love." This passage from Psalm 51 reads like a prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Yes, God, give me a heart filled with your love, so that in a moment of great fear, confusion, and anguish, I might be guided by your love. Renew a right spirit within me, O God, so that I am ready. And the full verse for today is from Psalm chapter 51, verses 1 to 11. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence, and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take away your Holy Spirit from me. And the moving forward question for this day, spend time reading the stories of people who survived and responded to the 9/11 attacks. How do their stories help renew a right spirit within you? And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Reflections Day by Day. Let's close with a special prayer from Father Richard Rohr, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Greater God, Creator God, O great love, thank you for living in us and through us. May all that we do flow directly from our deep connection with you and other beings. Help us become a community that shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our hearts' longings for the healing of our world. Knowing that you are hearing us much better than we are speaking, we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in all the holy names of God. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflection Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentaries next week from Forward Day by Day, a publication of forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time.